And this thing of you guys asking me how is it going with the podcast every time you see me out in person, I'm gonna dropkick you guys. Like, I am going to fight you guys, because what do you mean? Even I don't know what's going on with the podcast. I'm not gonna yay. I don't know. Anyway, hi kitties. Hey, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. I've even kind of forgotten how I usually do the intro, but it's fine. If it is your first time here, hey, welcome. I hope you enjoy it over here and you decide to stay, even though our podcast host is not really the most consistent person. Just pray for her, okay? Pray for her consistency and pray for God to help her be serious in life, okay? Anyway, it's been a minute. Are we now going to be getting episodes once a month or what? I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just as curious as you guys are probably curious, you know. Anyway, the reason why I even decided to record an episode today is because I was cooking and then I just had this thought, like, in my head. I was just like, okay, this makes sense. Like, I was just having a conversation with, between me and God. I almost said with myself, as per usual, but then it was mostly between me and God. You know, we're just talking. And I just realized that this year has actually been a bit much to navigate. First of all, I can't believe I'm the same person that was in school a couple of months ago. And by a couple of months ago, I mean 3 months ago. I was still in school. I absolutely cannot believe that. Like, that was my life. It just feels like it didn't happen this year. It feels like maybe it was last year or some time ago. But no, all that happened in 2024. Anyway, what I was actually thinking about is how this year I've just been trying to, like, navigate my relationship with God, you know, and just trying to navigate being a Christian and everything that comes with that. And if I'm being honest, it's not really the easiest thing. I've just, like, I don't know why I didn't think about it that deep before, but then when I thought about it today, I was just like, it's actually kind of been a lot, and I've had a lot of, like, moments where I've literally cried to God, and I'm just like, sometimes I just feel like you're a bit more strict with me. I don't know why you're doing that to me, because, like, sometimes I just want to, like, live a little, you know. I just want to relax a bit, you know. But then it just feels like God is so strict with me. And this is mainly after I decided, because this year, one of my big decisions was that I'm not going to do the double standards anymore. Like, I'm not going to be 1 foot in and 1 foot out when it comes to my relationship with God or living my life as a Christian. I just basically decided that, Lord, I'm going to try my best to live my life for you and not, you know, like, I'm saying one thing, but then the way that I live my life or the lifestyle that I lead is saying another thing. So I just made that big decision, and it has just thrown me into a sea of, like, different currents, different paces, crashing waves, storms, and stuff like that. I mean, sometimes it's really peaceful. It's always peaceful, actually, but then sometimes the peace is a bit more still than at other times, okay? So, with that, I've just realized that, like, I've been, like, trying to refine myself in everything, like, trying to actually relearn, okay, what is it that I actually like? Because some of the things that I used to like or I used to be interested in, they no longer align with the life that I'm trying to live in Christ. So I've just been trying to find, okay, what are the things that I like? With certain things, it's... Take a deep breath. Okay, let's try that again. Like I was saying, I've just been trying to refine myself, trying to refine my interests and things like, what is it that I like? What is it that I don't like? For the majority of it, I know what it is that I don't like. I'm just like, I know what I don't like. But then when it comes to what I like, I'm still really trying to figure that out. Because I've realized that a lot of things have changed, even my taste in music. To know me is to know that I used to be a big lover of Drake. Like, I used to absolutely love Drake's music. But then, because of the profanities that come with like a lot of hip hop music, I just had to let that go for the majority of it. I'm just like, yo, like, even when I listen to certain songs now, it just rubs my spirit up the wrong way. I'm just like, switch it off, cut the cameras, shut it down right now because I cannot listen to that. I'm sorry, I can't, right? So with things like that, it's just come with a lot of, oh, okay, fine. What music do I actually like to listen to right now? Like, what do I want to listen to? You know, like something that I can enjoy and still don't feel like, okay, fine, you know, this is off-ramping too much, which has been difficult because it's like, I'm just like, I've been trying to listen, for example, to like Christian hip hop, and I'm just like, it doesn't bang the same. I'm not finding artists that are as good as the ones that are in the world, which is kind of crazy because, like, children of God, why are we not making like really dope Christian inspired hip hop music or trap music or whatever? Which maybe I'm the problem because what do you mean you want Christian trap? But I feel like it's possible. Okay, there are a lot of good artists, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. But then I don't know, sometimes just feel like something is missing in that aspect. So like just basically trying to refind what it is that I like or regain what it is that I like and just figure my life out in Christ has been it's been a journey and I'm still in the process of learning and I had to let go of like so many things that I like. I used to be kinda like a vibes person. Like, I used to be the friend that you can call for vibes. Now I'm really no longer that friend. It's like you can't just call me and be like, yo, let's go to this, whatever. Certain things you can call me, obviously. But then for certain things, like, no, ain't no ways. I'm not coming. Sorry, friend. And my friends, my three friends that I have in my life. My friends know that. Of which that's also been like a bit of a difficult aspect of my life because now it's like, oh, you're no longer the vibes friend. Oh, you've just become so boring. And my friends now see me as this very strict person, of which I think I've become a very strict person. But then it's been hard to navigate the fact that your friends no longer call you for stuff because they just know that you won't really be interested in that kind of stuff anymore, you know. It's kind of lonely because it's like, oh, okay, what do I do now? Oh, I'm gonna just sleep at home, you know. I'm just gonna chill at home and just sleep and watch whatever it is that I'm watching. So having that change has kind of been difficult because even one of my friends said, ah, you've become so boring, like I can't even call you and say let's go to wherever because you've just become this serious adult person or whatever. And I'm just like, well, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just trying to. I'm honestly trying my best to navigate life. It's not easy for me either, you know. Like, I'm trying my best. Okay. And even the other day, my friend said, I sent my friend something, and I was like, oh, let's go to this. It would be fun, right? And then she's like, oh, you know, I was kind of scared to send that to you because I thought you'd be like, no. And I was like, you're probably right. I'm probably the type to have said no to that. And then I was like, damn, I've become that friend. Like, you can't even send me fun stuff anymore because I'm gonna say no. Of which is a thing of, it's not that I don't want to do fun things. I do believe in having fun, right? But then I'm also trying to navigate having fun in ways that glorify God. You know, like I'm not trying to have fun in the club because I know God doesn't want me in the club. Because, first of all, it's hot in there, people are sweating. In some clubs, people are smoking, people are drunk, and drunk people are actually very annoying, if we're being honest. So, and also, is it glorifying God? It's really not for me. God has clearly said, sweetie, that's not the type of life that you should be leading. That's not the type of life. Those are not the type of places that I want you in. So because I'm trying to be a good child of God, I have to be obedient to that, you know? And it hasn't been easy. I'm gonna be honest. It hasn't been easy. And because of that, I realized that I've just like drawn myself back. Like I've just kind of detached myself from even the people around me, because I'm just like, and it's not, I'm not placing any blame on anyone to be like, oh, it's the people around me, they're like this. It's just me who hasn't known how to navigate this new life that I'm trying to live. And my initial reaction, like how I react to everything in times of uncertainty, is to like pull myself back and just figure things out, and then I'll have a time where I'm like putting myself back out there, or where I'm engaging with the people around me even more. But then for now, it's just like we are pulling ourselves back and we are just trying to navigate that. So yeah, I think, yo, guys, being a Christian is not hard. Not just being a Christian, but then being a Christian that's like, okay, God, I want the way I live my life, I want the things that I do to glorify your name and to point people back to your kingdom. It's really not the easiest thing. God knows we've cried so many tears. We have cried. Okay? One thing about me is that I'm a crier. Am I? I don't know. Maybe not anymore. But then when it comes to things of God, I just cry. Like I'm just sensitive when it comes to that. And speaking of sensitivity, I've realized that oh, I think I'm catching a cold. I'm paying for not wearing a jacket yesterday. But anyway, as I was saying, speaking of sensitivity, I've also realized that like I've grown very sensitive to things. Like I was saying with the music things, that I'll listen to certain music and be like, it's not aligning with my spirit. So I've grown very sensitive to a lot of things. Like someone will crack a joke and I'm just like, that joke is not funny at all, because I believe in jokes being funny. So maybe if the joke is like insulting or whatever, like I'm just like, Certain things that I used to find funny back in the day are no longer funny to me. So it's like I've just grown uptight and I'm just like, I'm just trying to navigate life. I want to say I'm just a girl, but like I'm just a woman of God. Because apparently we can't say I'm just a girl anymore. You're not a girl. You're God's toughest soldier. You are God's strongest soldier. But then I don't really regret living my life the way that I'm living it right now, in as much as there's ups and downs, because the way that I probably used to live my life, let's say like 18 months ago or so, I used to live my life like I've got nothing to lose. That was my mindset. I was just like, I don't care about anything because I've got nothing to lose. And the way that I live my life right now is I have everything to lose, because I have an understanding of the fact that God has trusted me with so many things. Like, I'm so grateful for the things that God lets me do. Even right now, to be sitting here and recording this podcast episode and just sharing this aspect of my life, I am grateful to God for letting me do that. I'm grateful to Him for letting me start this podcast, even though sometimes I don't know what's going on. I'm grateful to God for entrusting. Yeah, I think the word is entrusting. For entrusting me with, like, in terms of my creativity and the works that I get to do and stuff like that. I'm grateful to God for that. So that's why I'm like, I have to live my life in a way that I honor God and the blessings that He has given me and the gifts that He has entrusted me with. Because if I live my life in disobedience, I'm gonna mess things up for myself. You know, like you stand a chance here. Okay, basically what I'm trying to say is that there is too much to lose. So my mindset literally shifted from, I don't really have anything to lose, so I can live my life anyhow, to I can't live my life anyhow because there's too much at stake. There is too much that I could lose. You know, I'm just like, I'm not trying to mess that up. And me speaking this way is not to say that, oh, I live this perfect Christian life, oh, I'm like this very holy person, or whatever. No, it's not that. Remember, I'm probably not talking about the times where I'm being complacent, or the times where I'm going for days without reading my Bible or even talking to God, or the times where God tells me, okay, this is what you should do, and I'm not doing that. you know? But then I'm just like, I'm trying my best to live a life that aligns. And I have an understanding of the fact that I don't think God wants us to be so Christian or so religious that we like become unrelatable to the people around us. Or like you're a Pharisee. What do they call them? The Pharisees and the what? There's a word for that. Is it the Sadducees? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. But then like, I don't think God's intention is for me to live my life in such a way that I become so unrelatable to the people around me, or I feel like I can't relate with the people around me just because maybe our values or our faith or whatever is different. No, God didn't really call me for that. But then I still have to live my life in a way that is set apart, you know, not in a way of like thinking, oh, I'm better than everyone, I'm higher than everyone, I'm this and I'm that and I'm that. No. Because at the end of the day, we're still all human, we're still all God's children, and we're still trying to figure life out, you know? So I just believe that that's not how God has called me to live my life. In as much as I might, like, draw back from people a lot, it's a me thing of being like, okay, I'm trying to navigate. I'm not drawing back from people because I think now I'm better than people because of the life that I'm living or whatever. It's just like, oh, I'm just trying to navigate what we're supposed to be doing next, right? And that's that. And I'm yapping so much. Like, I'm just like, my brain just said, we're tired of yapping now. Can you wrap it up? So yeah, that's basically my head space. If you are here, if you're listening to this and you pray, please pray for me, because I'm just like, Lord, I need strength. So please pray for me, and I'll be praying for you as well. I don't know what prayers you need, but then I'll just pray for God to bless you, I guess. And honestly, I'm so grateful to God for giving me grace to navigate each and every season of my life. Because in as much as I'm making mistakes and everything like that, I'm really not beating myself up for stuff. Because I'm just like, you're learning, you're on a journey, you are trying your best, and that is all that matters. Like, God sees your effort, and that is all that matters. I hope someone out there feels the same. Like, God sees your effort, and that's all that matters. As long as you're trying your best, God will do the rest. So anyway, hope to catch you on the next episode, and I hope you liked this episode, even though it was me just like rambling and just wanting to kind of clear my head by speaking about what's in my head right now. Yeah, I hope to catch you on the next episode, and bye.